The Sean Salisbury Show continues now with the Bench Warmers. Here's Sean Salisbury.
You guys concerned about Dallas Keuchel?
Very.
I told you guys I was a little nervous about it, and we had talked about this, and we've been discussing on the radios, the local radio side on ESPN 97.5, the other show, 11-1 Central, shameless promo.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered. I was concerned. I'm always concerned when pitchers come back at great momentum, and then it's an upper body, upper half injury as well, the neck. Keuchel has not looked good.
Did you put a hex on him, too?
You know, the truth is when he can't. You want to know the truth?
Yeah.
The truth? When he came on his way back, I said, don't be shocked when he comes back. He won't pitch well and probably have to go back on the DL because of his neck. I can't keep hexing these guys.
No, that's like four.
You know who I never put a hex on? Altuve. How's he? Guy's pushing 400. But I don't know.
But you did David Price. And now he might
Price.
Have to have surgery.
Yeah, I hexed. Springer.
Yeah. Speaking of Price.
Correa. That's sad, man. I got to take it off. We're going to get to Price. Yeah. Are you worried about Keuchel?
To your first point, yes, absolutely. And you look at the White Sox lineup last night. We were talking about it last week. The Red Sox going up against the White Sox. Like, the White Sox could not hit. So Keuchel's going up against a horrible lineup, which they're going to be good in a couple of years. Everybody knows that. They got a lot of prospects. But that lineup right now is not good. And Keuchel could not work his way through it. And Keuchel's supposed to be your so-called ace of your staff. Yeah, I'm concerned. That's two starts in a row where he's been absolutely horrendous and he can't get deep into ballgames. That's the guy that you're going to have to put in a series against a Chris Sale, against a
Corey Kluber.
Corey Kluber.
He's your number one, man. I am concerned about him. I know how good they hit. What are they? Now the lead's at 14 games, right? They're down to 14 games. Not that it's, I mean,
just getting close there.
They're not in danger, but it starts to creep inside 10. We've seen monumental. Epic failures throughout. We have in Major League history.
Well, the Red Sox had, a 9-game lead in September 1 year? Remember that?
And remember the Colorado Rockies had to win 24 of 30 or something, or 26 to get in. So, I mean, anything. And I'm not saying they're going. They're hitting
the division's too bad.
Yes, it's a horrible division. Now, if they had a team that just had struggled, got healthy, and you said they could chase you down, but I am concerned. I've been concerned about their pitching staff all year, and Keuchel doesn't look right. On the other side, Sale is stupid.
That was ridiculous last night.
Yeah, he's just stupid good. He just is. He's nasty.
Him and Kluber the same night.
Yeah, and we will see that matchup in the postseason. We will see it, and we'll see it if it goes a long series, we'll see it minimum of two times. And those two guys, if I'm in the
middle. Well, in all likelihood, that's going to be the divisional round.
Yes, because what's happened is the Astros are going to win the wild. I mean, the Red Sox are not going to get home field advantage. The Astros are going to play the wild card team,
yeah,
and then the Red Sox and the Indians are going to play the wild card team, which could be the Yankees, could be the Royals, if the Seattle or Tampa, continue to, if they go on a run, but so probably Yankee, let's just say Yankees or Tampa,
and it's amazing
and, or
to me how
against
much
the Astros
Yankees
and the Yankees,
they're like 3-6 since all those trades,
and the Red Sox are 8-10 or 9-2. 8-2 or 9-2 of the last 10 or 11 games.
CC may be done for the season.
Yeah, it's not.
Not that he's been great, but right. It's an arm.
And then so now I'll tell you, man. And if the Red Sox in that first one, Red Sox and Cleveland, that's going to be a filthy series. So it just, I'm concerned about that. I like what the Red Sox are doing. You were talking about Dave Price, and before we get to that, have you seen the nicknames that they're putting on these jerseys?
That's what I'm getting to. You see David Price's?
Yeah, I saw it.
I didn't.
Astros' dad? Are you kidding me?
And Astros' his dog, correct?
Yeah, who's like the ugliest dog in the world.
Remember the Jetsons?
Yes.
Dr. Judy, their dog, Astro. I mean,
yeah, he does
Jane, his wife. Yeah. I mean,
he does that stupid commercial with Astro, too, for like Major League Baseball. That guy is a joke, man.
He's
Astro's
such a clown.
Dad. That's the name you pick?
He's just a clown.
Like, first of all, the nickname jerseys to me are stupid. Like, they work in the NBA because a lot of guys have nicknames. Like, okay, that's fine. You want to do it for a game. But now you have whatever guys want to put on their back of their jerseys. And the thing you come up with is Astro's dad.
What do you think?
Come on.
What would Trout put on his, you think? Tilapia?
That's terrible.
Thanks.
Bass?
Smallmouth bass?
Bassmaster.
Hey, what do you think? Yep.
What if he put on the back of my jersey, on the back of his jersey, my team sucks?
That'd
think
be
his
funny.
Teammates would be offended?
That'd be funny. That'd be funny.
My team sucks.
but some of the nicknames, you can't, I mean, it
doesn't get worse than Astro's dad.
It's bad. It's
what's
bad.
Wrong with you, David?
A lot.
What's up with that guy?
Sean Hextiv. That's what's wrong with him.
Well, he's had problems long before the hex.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna. If he'll promise me, he'll give me a couple wins, I'll take the hex off him. If he'll just shut up, I wish he'd put Eckersley on there.
What if you put Eck on there? By the way, speaking of Red Sox color guys,
oh, that's right. Eck actually stays on the field for 24 years.
Right. Yeah. Wade Boggs.
Come on, that guy Boggsy.
He's calling the game last night. You see what he was wearing?
I didn't. I did not see him in the booth last night.
Want to take a guess what he was wearing on his finger?
Boggsy on his finger, HOF ring?
Nope, I wish that was the case.
Yankee World Series? That hurts.
Calling the Red Sox games.
Yeah, that hurts.
Come on, Wade.
Come on, Boggsy.
Don't do it to me.
We need to get him on. I'm going to send him a tweet. I love that guy. But
he's calling the game tonight for the Red Sox for an essence.
Well, I told you what Bill Lee, the spaceman, was wearing when I was in Fenway. And they had him up in the, what do they call it? They were going through that where they honor a legend. Bill Lee, the spaceman, stood up. Blue kisses with his Montreal X-Ball
I went
on.
To high school with his son, Andy. Yeah. Called him Space Boy.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Because the Smashing Pumpkins song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there
Siamese
you.
Dream. Remember that album that came out in about 94
Smashing
or 95?
Pumpkins. Bill Lee. He had his X-Ball hat on.
What is wrong with these guys? Boggs is up to it to Yankees World
what
Series.
What is Boggsy doing?
I don't know, man. If you're trying to get that job like permanently in Nesson, probably not the way to go.
You know what I didn't? I actually went to a movie last night, Kidnapped. So I didn't – normally I don't miss many Red Sox things. I buy the baseball package. But how'd he sound? How'd Wade sound? I mean, we've seen – you know, I hope the Steve Lyons situation – you know, Steve's going through a situation right now. He's not on the air.
Domestic violence.
Domestic violence. And he's been on our show. Allegations. Let's hope that both sides that gets worked out. We know that, well, Gomes, he's just not any good at it. Johnny Gomes.
Gomes is an idiot.
Gomes
is like the dumbest guy in the history of the booth.
Eck and the controversy there. Obviously, Jerry Remy's health, battling cancer.
Yeah, he's going through chemotherapy, he said.
And now we're at Wade Boggs, so it is... I don't know. How'd Boggsy sound?
Well, he was better than Gomes because he didn't say in the bottom of the ninth inning when the Rays were down that if they're going to win, it's going to be a walk-off. So he didn't say that. So it was an improvement for Boggs. But
no
this
Captain Obvious statements.
Yeah, no Captain Obvious statements. He's very knowledgeable. He knew his stuff.
Yeah,
you think? He knew the Rays very well.
He's more
well
superstitious than you and me are.
Oh, really? I don't know if that's possible.
Well, I do. I'm just telling
you. He didn't describe Ryan.
Well, I can give you. I'll have Boggs on. We'll have some... He went out at 717 every night. His contract was $717,000 when he negotiated one. We'll have him on one time and let him run through his obsessions.
Yeah. Well, he knows the Tampa team very well because he lives there. Very knowledgeable, but he'll put you to sleep. I mean, Chris Sale's out there throwing a gem last night. This guy's got, like, flatliner. No excitement whatsoever.
Boggsy's low-keying, huh?
By the way, he's got a... You got to talk to your boy about his beard. Thing is horrific.
Good Boggsy. It's been a tough run at the booth for some Red Sox color analysts.
They can't find another guy.
Man alive.
Man.
I'll volunteer.
And I'm not even the biggest Rem Dog fan, Jerry Remy. I'm not even the biggest fan of that guy.
I just love Rem Dog's.
You like when he says pizza?
Yeah, well, but Rem Dog's just been there for so long. You love Jerry. I just love. Well, my favorite is when he calls him Pedroyer.
Pedroyer.
Like, yeah. That's where if you're not Pedroyer. He's like home. When I listen to Red Sox, I got to hear Remy's voice. That's just me.
He would say Chicago.
Yeah, Primation. Hey, Pedroyer's up next.
Right. It's like you don't realize how much you do.
Pedroyer?
That's what he calls
Stop
him. That's
it.
Boston people do that all the time.
He calls him Dustin Pedroyer.
Why?
Because that's his
Boston
accent.
Yeah, that's how Boston people talk.
Dustin Pedroyer.
Yeah, they
call him Pedroyer.
They put R's in the end of words. They do it all the time.
You want to get a slice of pizza?
Yeah.
With Pedroyer?
My parents do it all the time.
It's unbelievable. Hey, we need to get to our Mike Herzing here real quick. Why? Tyler McCluskey. Fullback, H-back, move back, kind of the versatile guy. Played about three or four different positions at Houston, trying to make it as a move guy fullback for the San Francisco 49ers as their preseason games will get underway this week as well. That's next on the Sean Salisbury Show. Mike Herzing with some wheels.